Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are recapping the next. We're doing this again, so we're back on again. Sorry about that, everybody. Glad you called in to listen. So this is our like recording next. So here's Andrea Marshall. We're advertising Stages Wellness Holistic Center in Belleville, Illinois. We have Java Zen Coffee at the center. It's javazen.co. It's matcha, tea, and coffee. And we have Andrea Marshall joining us again. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, everybody. Hey, thanks for calling back in. You know, sometimes we just have things happen that's totally unexpected, but it's all good. So welcome back to the show again. So thanks for having me, Amanda.
Always.
Yeah. So,
do you want to tell us a little bit about your story?
Sure. I'll just recap kind of a little more of the short version now. So as a hairdresser, you know, I really felt like I had a really beautiful mission with my clients, serving people, the community. And but there was always something that I just wished I could do more for them, and kind of more of the emotional support. So, and that's how naturally I evolved into becoming a tarot reader. And I kind of got tricked into buying my first deck of cards at a little shop of ours, Sandy Little Lizard. She's such an adorable lady. She had a shop, and she had a rack of cards. And so I bought some for a friend, handed them to her, and she handed them back and said, "Give me a reading." And I did right there. And it was, you know, like the most natural thing that I could do. In fact, when I had a past life regression session about 30 years ago with a gentleman named George Green, awesome psychic in St. Louis. Thank you, George. He's passed over now. Probably even one of my spirit guides. But in that session, I learned that I was a reader in other lives. It was like, what? That was so amazing. So, yeah, that's kind of my story. Hairdresser turned psychic. And, of course, that word kind of was like woo-woo, you know, to me, even growing up a Baptist girl going to church. I took myself to church and because I wanted to know Jesus, you know. So that's why I went to church. And, you know, I had a great growing up childhood. My teen years were pretty eventful. I worked a lot. Growing up, I'm kind of a workaholic, but I really enjoy doing, you know, tarot readings, and I started then, I kind of self-taught myself to do past life regression sessions because I wanted to help people even, you know, on a more deep, profound spiritual level. So that's how I started doing sessions, past life regression sessions. I mean,
so if somebody came to get a past life regression session, what could they expect?
Well, you know, the easiest way I describe what it's like is kind of having a factory reset, just like you clear out some things on your phone and you take it back sometimes to the original history of the phone, or, you know, defrag it, we call it. So it's the same thing in an energetic spiritual process of connecting with your higher self, what I call your oversoul, you know, that energy that, you know, we're all such big energies that we just cannot all fit in this container, this vessel, our body. So we have all of this access to our higher self, you know, through our crown chakra, through our star chakra, you know, and all of that energy we can tap into. So that's what we do. We tap into that energy. It is a slight hypnosis session. I take people into their theta brainwave, you know, status, and it's kind of just before sleep, you know. I've even had people fall asleep, and I just wake them up, you know, and we just keep moving through it. But it's really a beautiful process of those individuals that seek that. They are looking to really have this full, clear connection with their self, you know, the all of them, I call it, the, you know, the whole I am presence of our spirit, you know, while we're having these life journeys. So it's just, I'm so privileged. I really am. And can I share, Amanda, my first story? I know you know it, but how I found out how powerful this is on a physical, sometimes pain relieving process. So I had a friend that when I was going through my divorce, I moved in with a friend and her granddaughter would come stay on some weekends, you know, because her parents were going through a divorce and it wasn't like a real horrible divorce. I'll say that it was somewhat mutually amicable. But on many Fridays, this young girl would call her grandma and say she had a horrible stomach ache and pains, and she needed to go to the doctor because she felt like she was dying. And this happened like 3 Fridays in a row. So we started looking at what the timing of things were in her life. And it just so happened to be the Friday that she would go back to visit her mom because she was living with her dad and grandmother. And so, you know, I started noticing this pattern, and I said, you know, I think there's this connection. So I asked her, I said, are you interested in seeing if maybe this has something to do with visiting your mom? She's like, sure. So I, led her basically to her theta brainwaves, and in that process, she discovered a connection in a past life that was affecting this life. Now, it wasn't even the same mother soul, but there was something that happened in that life with that mother that was being triggered in this, life at her age with her mother. And they had nothing in common, but it was a cell memory that was triggered. So we went in and cleared that. And she also has some beautiful experiences with a passed over dog that she loved, and she was running through a field playing, and we, you know, kind of determined that that was probably her just experiencing this beautiful esoteric spiritual moment, you know, and also seeing that spirits are eternal, even pet spirits, you know. So that was just a real comforting process for her, and she never had that issue again, ever, on a Friday night. And everything was well when she went to visit her mother. They got along really well. That was the really strange, you know, aspect. So cell memory was there, and we actually were able to clear that for her, Amanda. It was quite amazing. So cool process.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thanks, honey. Yeah, and from there,
like an amazing
realized
experience.
It is. It is. And, you know, I'm so privileged to be able to do this. And, you know, I've had people drive by our Stages Wellness. So let me tell you about that. May I tell you about thank you. So I had a lady that I actually was getting, I did a cat rescue for 20 years. I'm retired from that now. I used to sit on a board. I was the vice president of a charity. And so with cats, sometimes they have behavioral issues like dogs and stuff. So I sought out a lady that did emotion code, body code on pets. So I had several cats that she, you know, cleared for me, kind of the similar same, you know, as doing a past life regression for, one of us. But anyway, I saw profound changes in those pets just to, you know, let you know how profound this work really is. And because, you know, they have trauma, so they have stuff that they have to clear as well. And any, you know, animal that has a behavioral issue, you know, like I knew a horse that my cousin had that actually had a pinched nerve that we uncovered with some dowsing techniques and helped that horse, you know, get that alignment. So the saddle didn't irritate the horse's spine. So it's profound. But going back to the whole topic of the stages, I was referred to Dr. Bridget Leiberger. She started Stages Wellness just recently. She rebranded from her chiropractic and acupuncture studio is what it was called. You know, we had, she had the office, and then when I met her, I was giving her a reading. She's lovely. I just fell in love with her instantly, and I'm like, hey, you know, you got this room back here. Why don't we call this a studio? And, you know, I'll come and do readings, and we'll do clearings, and even the lady that worked on my cats, she was there for a while also doing, you know, clearings. And so that's how we kind of created our, you know, combined services, like going more into the esoteric, holistic, and adding more services. And then all these wonderful practitioners started showing up, you know, Reiki practitioners, and we have Sydney that does pranic healing and Tibetan sound bowls and Reiki. And then we have Danielle that joined us recently with massage. And, of course, Amanda, you know, I imported you from down in Springfield. I had to bring you up here. And
it's so interesting how, it's interesting you just decided I would come there, being up there. It's kind of fascinating.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I do know is that being a little forward, you know, a visionary, I can see that we have such a need for more people doing this work, a bigger group. And that's what I was sharing with Dr. Bridget about 4 years ago now. When I first did her reading, you know, she just had so much wonderful things going on, and she was a little different. She thought outside the box, you know, where I've met a lot of, well, I was married to a doctor of dental medicine, so I've met a lot of practitioners in various, you know, arenas, doctors, you know, dentists, orthodontists, and people. But, you know, the difference with Dr. Bridget is she was very open to moving into a broader healing perspective on, you know, giving people what they needed on an emotional, physical, and, you know, all the different dimensions that a body is, you know, because we're so much more than what meets the eye, of course, and we have different layers of needs. So she was very open-minded, and I'm like, I approached her with, hey, what if we just, you know, kind of expand on this? And she's like, okay, well, let's see how it goes. Well, that was, you know, three and a half years ago, I think, when we actually had that conversation. And so she was absolute chiropractic and acupuncture. And then whenever she moved out of her suite, which is more like a clinical, although it's gorgeous, very holistic, but when she moved out of that building and went to Main Street and bought this new building, we became, you know, Main Street notoriety, so to speak. And we have been well received down on Main Street in Belleville, very well received. All of our neighbors are so gracious, so kind, and we've just been having a ball there, you know, and it's been a very fast 3 to 4 months since we opened the doors there in November. And yeah, it was a lot of work, you know, doing that. And kudos to her. You know, it's not easy. I've had my own salon, and I know how much work goes into, you know, going storefront. But, you know, the benefits in the long run will be quite amazing. So I am so excited. I hope you can tell I'm excited. So, but yeah, we have a beautiful group, and Amanda, you're quite an asset too. And Amanda knows a million people. I'm convinced you know a million people, girl. And it is so fun. It really is.
I just have fun between the sound practitioners I know and the people I know. Some of the sound practitioners are actually listening in now. I told this one girl who's a very good sound practitioner that I know who's listening in that she would go places like she'd never go before, and she's listening. And I'm really glad,
awesome.
You know, that I'm part of Sages. It's a great experience.
Yeah.
I love Bridget, and she pulled a surprise on me, making me my first acupuncture.
Yes.
That was
awesome. That was. It was so sweet. I was there that day. I was, I think I was working on decorating our display case, and I'll never forget, you know, her saying, okay, it's your turn now, because you guys were trading services, And you're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, hey, it's all good, you know. And it turned out awesome. And every modality, I mean, you know, I could just spend hours telling about my personal testimony, you know, with, you know, having acupuncture and getting healing, massage, all of the healing modalities, and even, you know, trading card readings with the practitioners and just everything. Emotion code, body code, it's all so profound, and it all has its place. It's like whenever you're ready to go to a new level, the old saying is that when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. That's the way of healing. You know, when people are ready for that next, you know, upgrade in their energy, then they'll know what the service is that they are looking for, and that that practitioner will show up, you know, in their space. And that's how we manifest, you know, and we're constantly evolving and clearing and working on ourselves. We never get it done, so we don't have to worry about getting it perfect. And it's just a wonderful organic process, you know. And we always have to go easy on ourselves. You know, we're really hard on ourselves sometimes. And I'm the first to admit, I used to be a workaholic. I wouldn't allow myself to even take a nap during the day. And just all these things that I had to kind of unwind within my belief system and my, you know, some of the things that I used to think were so important are just not important anymore. It's just quite amazing. So, but stages, you know, we are really growing. And we, a lot of us recently, Dr. B and her, I call Bridget Dr. B or B. That's my loving term for her. Her and her husband, Cloyce, they just experienced the E system by Dr. Sandra Rose Michaels. I don't know if anyone's familiar, but look her up, and Jason Shurka and Unified TV, what he's offering, it's amazing. Very cutting edge healing in the scalar energy modalities, and there's a whole lot more to that, but these really cool frequency units, they look like big screens of all of this energy that scrolls, and a bunch of us went and did an all night at an EE system, which is energy enhancement. So we've heard the term med beds, things like that, coming, you know, technology. Well, this is part of it. So what it does is it creates an environment for our physical bodies to cellularly heal itself, you know, so we have to be receptive, like in all things, in all healing. And when we open ourselves up and we're receptive, you know, these frequencies can help us. So we have to be extremely open to that. And we have to believe, you know, that we can do that. So, yeah, it was awesome. And quite an amazing, profound experience there, too. So we're looking forward. I've got a friend named Kathleen, and she's got a friend that just opened one up in the New York City area. And she had a day job that she didn't like anymore, so she just decided to start healing, you know, the community around her. So she opened her center, and it's evidently going very well. In fact, there's many, many, many centers opening up, so we're considering one also in the Edwardsville region. And there's a little wait time. There's some planning and a lot of things that we have to do to get that together. But that's kind of where we're going in our future with stages. And also we just continually attract beautiful people. I want to give a shout out to our team. We've also got some new people. There's a girl that does readings. Her name is Melissa. She's considering joining us. We got Joseph that does sound bowl healing. Oh, my gosh, that sound bath was so awesome. I just had last Friday.
He has a teacher listening in, too, Andrea.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
hi,
Lisa's
Lisa.
Listening
we haven't
in.
Met yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't met yet, but I follow you all the time on your posts, and I keep thinking I've got to free up myself to come and get a sound bath. Well, then I got to meet Joseph, and he gave me a sound healing Friday. It was profound. I had an amazing result from that, and he also gave me some Reiki you know, a really nice bonus. And that was so cool. And I just felt so good. I slept so good Friday night for sure. So, and let's see.
You know,
oh, and
Andrea, I enjoyed doing the feathers with
yes.
Joseph's
symbols, right.
And doing the quantum
yes.
healing. That was fun. And shout out to Veronica.
Yes.
She's listening too. Hi, Veronica.
Yep. Yeah, hi, Veronica. I was just getting ready to mention your name, Veronica. We're so blessed to have all these wonderful new people. And Eddie, oh, my gosh, Eddie's so awesome. And then Carol, we just have so many great people. So, so good. And, you know, we're building something that's going to last for a long, long time. And I'm willing to always share open source, you know, teaching anything and everything. Anybody that wants to know tarot, I will sit them down and you know, share what I know. Of course, getting a reading kind of helps see the process. But also, I've been recently having, I had Amanda sit in, Veronica on a past life regression session for Joseph, you know, so we kind of help each other learn new things. And, you know, this is how we expand the wellness community. So our mission is a well society, a well humanity, a well world is kind of how I sum it up. And what we do, you know, in our mission is to actually help people to align to their wellness, you know, their full abilities, you know, to tap into their own superpowers, I call them, because we all have them and we're all able. So we also have the best Organite. We have grounding Organite, and then we have protection Organite. We have, and it is beautiful. You know, we call it pendants with a purpose, and it's beautiful jewelry, but it's also very functional. And pyramids for homes, big, huge, beautiful pyramids. We have one on display on the front desk. Dr. Bridget, she has one there. And it's so cool. Alina Phoenix, she's the creator. She actually puts in glow-in-the-dark, I don't know what it is, but anyway, it makes it glow. It's like, what? You know, it's beautiful in its own right, but whenever it glows, it's just got some magic to it. And so one night I turned the lights out, and that pyramid was just sitting there glowing. It was so cool. I had to take a picture of it. So we have a lot of wonderful,
beautiful pyramid.
Things. Yeah, beautiful things coming too. Just beautiful. Yeah, I can't say enough about stages. It's a real dream come true. I've been looking kind of for my tribe, my home, you know, all my life, so to speak, in the esoteric world. And that hasn't been a real easy journey because I used to do some Sunday wellness with another group, and they definitely, you know, were not my, what I call my tribe. So I learned, I'm like, okay, I got to keep looking. And then whenever I met Dr. Bridget, I'm like, hey, you know, I think I'm home finally. It felt that way. And, you know, that is how you know. How I knew, you know, that I was at the right place at the right time. I'm like, okay, now, you know, I've found somebody that we could really work together and expand on all of the beautiful things she was doing, healing people with the chiropractic. That is very important because the spinal column is the foundation of our physical body. And if that isn't working properly, we really have some issues because the cristos is the oil in the spinal column, and when that cannot flow efficiently, then our esoteric abilities, our third eye doesn't open. You know, people have heard it. I know there's some little bit of mystery to things, but it's very, very common that we have what we call the kundalini. That's an energy oil flow, and the cristos is what it's called, and it goes to our brain, and it helps, you know, release some things and kind of gives us that upgrade in our mind, in our intellect, in our conscious awareness. So, you know, that has to flow, and that's why chiropractic is vital. And then acupuncture is working on the meridians, you know. So I've had a couple of sessions where I had this feeling of a cuff being unlocked off of my right ankle. And very interesting, because as soon as that happened, I got this message that kind of floated up through my body and came to my mind of some energy block that I had that I thought I had released. And going through my divorce and things, you know, we get energy trapped. And so that was still there. I still had some residuals. So acupuncture actually released that, caused that to flow, and so that I could release that. So quite interesting. Yeah. So, Amanda, you know, one thought that I had too, I was inspired whenever you invited me to the show to pull some cards for people and do that on a potential, like asking everybody if they would help you do some fundraising by supporting your show. So any small donation would be greatly appreciated. And, you know, there's some costs, you know, when you have a radio show, some monthly costs, and also the platform, you know, has some costs. So, you know, if all the callers that are going to get a reading here, what I'll do is pull a card and give a light and lively, you know, brief, you know, about a minute reading or so, whatever comes to mind, things just pop in real quick. And, you know, I tell people it's like dropping a coin in a bank. It comes in my top of my head and shoots right out my mouth without me even thinking. So anyway, that's how this works. So I'll gladly do that.
Nice. Well,
if you like,
I know Reverend B appreciates that. And we appreciate that at the radio station, because I do know it does take a little fee for us to run the program. I do know that's what Reverend B had told me. So I'm sure,
yeah.
I know we both really appreciate it.
Yeah, so for every caller that gives a small donation, we'll take a you know, a second and pull some cards. I'll pull one card per caller. How's that sound? And we'll
okay.
see what comes up, you know. So we have, you know, and one thing I want to say about what I've learned about reading tarot is that it's a confirmation of what you've already got going on, you know, and that's kind of how it all works. My guides do use me for emotional well-being, balancing, helping people, you know, achieve what they came here. We all wrote, you know, a blueprint of our birth date and all those numbers that show up in our numerological print. I highly recommend everybody get one, and an astrology chart, so you understand some things about yourself. But how my guides, you know, work through me, they help me see if there's any little tweaking that needs to be done anywhere in the life. It could be emotional, it could be physical, you know, or just something that needs some attention. So that's how I work. So I'll gladly pull a card and see what comes through. And so whenever you're ready, I'm ready, Amanda.
All right. Well, I was going to advertise this wonderful coffee that we're selling at the Stages Wellness.
Yes.
Isn't it wonderful, Andrea?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. I have to give you a little story about that. Yes, it is amazing. The first day that I brought a bag in, actually they were coffee. This is coffee in like a tea bag, so convenient for us at the office there at the center. And so Dr. B, Bridget, and I, we got us a cup, and I mean, simultaneously, we both took our first sip, and then we went, oh, yeah, I mean, like in stereo. And honestly, I cannot drink anything but this coffee now. It's like, oh, no, you know, I don't stop anywhere for coffee. I have some at home, and I have some at the center, and that's it. And it is amazing coffee, award-winning coffee, in fact. And that's an awesome story that I'm sure that one day Jan will. And Jan does tuning forks, by the way. And she's associated also with us at the center now. And, you know, Amanda, you just know the most amazing people, I have to tell you. I've met the most delightful, loving people through you.
I just am so honored. I know so many people, and I'm glad I know Jan. And, I mean, I've met Siobhan and, you know, Lisa. Lisa has trained some really awesome people, and she has this Well, she's going to be training me also in singing bowls. I mean, I kind of do them intuitively now, but she's going to show me some little tricks. And Ace and Annie just love that. That's Lisa's dogs that I just have to give a shout-out to. They have been so helpful to me, and I appreciate them. But Jan's coffee is javazen.co, and it's a blend of matcha, green tea, coffee, and superfood. So it's pretty cool. So if you want to check it out, javazen.co.
Yeah, it's the best coffee ever. I cannot drink anything but javazen, I'm telling you. We love it. Yes. And, it, you know, the word's starting to get out now. We'll be selling so much. We're going to have to be, you know, getting Jan online to start shipping some stuff out to folks that'll be wanting it from her. I guarantee you, once you taste it, you'll never want any other coffee. Guaranteed. That's the way we experienced it. It's awesome. We're so privileged, really. So, yeah, so Amanda, do you want to take a caller and I'll pull a card and see what comes through for them?
Sure. So before, I don't want to, you know, leave anybody out, so they can call 347-237-5339 and hit one on your keypad so we know you want to talk to us, or I won't see your, you know, I won't see that you want to ask a question. So if you've called in, hit one, or call the number and hit one. And also if you want to text in the chat room, please do. That's how we'll know you want to say something to us. And with that, we're going to take some callers now. We're going to go with area code 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Andrea. How are you?
Hello, ladies. This is William.
Hi.
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you there. As well, I was going to say that much needed for many of the people out there that are sometimes struggling at times. And I'm enjoying helping my my sister and others develop their skills, and I've been grateful for this show to help me develop my skills and find my partner, my dream partner, that he said that when he met me, he's like, I knew you were out there, but I didn't know where you were.
Oh, yes. We're all looking for our tribe, aren't we? We're looking for home.
Yeah,
you know, that's
well,
what we're looking
it's just
for.
More of a... just trying to find the right one for this time that
yes,
we were meant to be with, you know.
Yeah.
Enjoy the journey, enjoy the fun, and help others understand that, you know, it's interesting. I really don't want to dive into it too much at this time. I don't want to take time away from the show or Amanda's show and everything. And I'm looking forward to getting on to a fun project for her in the near future.
So we're going to get to meet you, more of you, William. You're going to share yourself?
Hopefully. I would love to.
Well, good.
Absolutely. I'd love to eventually, once I get a chance to get down to visit with Amanda and visit the shop and everything, too.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely. We'd love to have you.
I'm just working on a pet portrait right now myself. Is my, one of my joys.
Oh, awesome.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Pet portraits. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, well, anything, really. I can do anything if I put my mind to it.
Oh, absolutely. Isn't that true? You know, intention is everything, isn't it, William?
Absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
just, you know, it's amazing that I just, well, numerology-wise, I was giggling a little bit there. I'm numerology 11. My partner is numerology 33, so it's just more, he's starting to listen to me. He's starting to understand, but, you know, he's been on his journey, and so have I. So I'll leave it off there and let you go ahead and take from there.
Okay, well, I'm going to.
All right, William, thanks for the
support. Sorry, my organite pyramid just went down.
Oh. So that was a copper pyramid that just fell or something?
Yeah.
Well, you'll get it fixed back up. So I'm pulling
a
card for
fine.
You. Yeah,
sure.
And so, you know, I pulled the Ace of Wands. I'm sorry, not Ace, Eight of Wands for you.
Okay.
And so you know what eights are. Eights are about, well, of course it's the infinity symbol, right? You turn an eight on its dime. And so also eight is about manifesting, you know, manifesting, you know, fast action things. So what spirit is showing me for you is do not hesitate and do not doubt yourself, okay? So if you do that, you probably ought to get some new habits about, you know, just trusting your intuition and moving forward.
Well, I listened to my tutorial from the angels and the guys that chime in, keep me company constantly. They keep it fun, I must say. So, and they're very spot on with timing, and help me have a good time, but also help others when they come to me with a question, answer that for them. And you know, it's just a delightful gift to be able to give and keep the balance tip towards good. That's my favorite way to look help the balance of good tip forward. But I don't want to keep you, ladies. Thank you very much, and thank you for being here today.
All right, thank you for calling in, William.
Keep me
in the queue so I can continue listening, if I may please.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, and
have
I look forward to hearing
you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, our next person is area code 612. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Hi, you're on the show.
Yes,
yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Mandy. I would like to ask you, what is the next event you see in my life? You guys are just, I've been so excited listening to you talk about everything. I know about scalar energy, too.
Oh, really? Okay, awesome. Yeah. So do you know of the EE system and Jason Shirka, or is that something that you're just learning about?
Jason, and it was really wild. I had already been watching him on YouTube. What's his last name?
Shirka, S-H-U-R-K-A, Jason Shirka. He has Unified TV, which you can go and become a member.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you say S-H-U-R-K-A?
K-A, Shirka.
Shirka, got it.
Uh-huh.
And
they're
already using the med beds? Did you say, Andrea, he's using the med beds?
He is actually supporting all of these EE systems, energy enhancement systems, centers that are being created nationwide. And actually, they are funding all of the members of his Unified TV. They are funding a free center, a huge one in India to heal everybody in India. I mean, it's amazing what they're up to.
He seems like an awesome guy. When I listened to him, it was so funny when you mentioned his name.
There's no coincidences, are there? You know,
we're
timing
on the same
is everything.
So much. And you guys, I just want to ask you, I was curious, do you see someone coming in, I guess, any significant other soon?
Okay, well, let me pull a card for you, Kathy.
Oh, what?
And
yes, if not.
Say that
Thank
again.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh, yeah. And
I
you know what's interesting?
That person.
Yeah. So what's interesting is that I don't know if you just heard my card pull for William, but I actually have been shuffling my deck, and whenever you ask me to pull a card, I pull the Eight of Wands again. So. And this is kind of the sign of the times as well on this planet. We're in a new era of time. You know, Pluto just went into Aquarius. So things are really starting to manifest quickly. And that's what the Eight of Wands is really about. It's like quick action, quick manifestation. And again, you know, the similar message is, Kathy, for you, is trust your intuition and be easy with yourself when it comes to making decisions and using your discernment. Like, just trust yourself and don't doubt. And but things are going to be happening very quickly in everyone's lives. But ironically, you guys both have the same Eight of Wands. It's funny. Doesn't
Who
normally happen that like that.
Who has the
Go
other
ahead.
One? Oh, I'm sorry. Who was the other person that had the Eight of Wands?
So I just pulled the Eight of Wands also for William that was just on the call. So I'm going to pull a second card just to kind of get a little bit more detail for you, Kathy. And I pulled the Ace of Swords, so that means news coming about some manifesting. So when you're calling people into your life, and you have no doubt that it's just a matter of time, they're going to start showing up. You know what I mean? It's like the right people at the right time. So, yes, news on someone new coming into your life. Like, you've been asking for your tribe, and I really feel like, you know, energetically that you're part of our tribe already, even though you're not local.
Everything
yeah, I really do. Yeah. Yeah, and so, contact us and, kind of stay in the loop with what we're doing here, because I think it's really going to help you, grow, find more people that are local to you. What state are you in?
I'm in a suburb of Minneapolis.
In Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Okay, so you know what? There's a lot of wonderful esoteric people there. We're connecting with people everywhere right now. So in time, you know, you're going to probably meet some people that we're going to meet in Minnesota. They could even be on this call right now. You know, that's the way the divine, you know, timing is. It's like everything starts falling into place. So, and that's what we did. We started just reaching out, getting to know people, and, you know.
I changed, not jealous, but happy for her.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
Well,
absolutely.
Thank you, Kathy. I just really see things going good for you. I feel like you need to listen to your intuition, you know, and trust yourself more.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The energy can be very fast.
Yeah.
Andrea, that third eye machine, that machine to open up your third eye, that's only something you can do in person, isn't it?
You're talking about the EE system that we were just referring to, the scalar energy? Is that what you're talking about?
Mandy had it on over her forehead on Facebook.
That was Lisa. We have a TerraCare wand that helps the acupuncture points. It's like acupuncture, but without needles. I mean, now Dr. Bridget's pretty darn good because she made me feel better. So I have to say that was really cool. But it would help your – what it does is it heats the cells based on Einstein, and it helps them to function.
Yeah.
Around the
third wand.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm, the wand does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you can get with Amanda about how to order one for yourself. Amanda uses that. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks,
Thank
Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Blessing.
Take care, honey. Yes.
All right, our next caller is 415. Hi, Siobhan. How are you?
You already know it's me, huh? Hello.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Great, honey.
I'm great.
How are you
it's
doing?
Good to talk to you.
I was laughing. I was telling Amanda, okay, the power is out. Don't call me. Okay.
Oh,
wait. Take the next caller because I'm lifting my dad. We were laughing.
Oh, funny. That is funny. So what's happening that the power would be out? Just a glitch or is it a brownout or something?
It was a brownout. I'm in California, PG&E, San Francisco. Pacific Gas and Electric, they don't tell you. It's not that they're not working. They work really hard. But, you know, at 6:39 last night, I get a text 1 minute after they shut all the power off, and they said, we'll get it up at 7:15. We'll get it up at 9:15. We'll get it up at 11:15. And by 12:40, that's when they actually got it up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, guess what? We had glitches that put our show behind here, so it worked in your favor. You know how the universe works in our favor? And that worked in your favor, didn't it? That we're, you know, we had to start over about 11:25, I think. So it's awesome. Yeah.
Not everything works in your favor. I mean, I think it calmed the neighborhood down last night.
Did it? Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So what, you have a question specifically?
Donation.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. No, thank you. I want to hear your radio show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's been fun. I enjoy this. I've got Gemini in my chart twice. It's my sun and also, I forget what house Gemini is in. It's like I love meeting people. I'm such a social butterfly. So what's your question? Yes, what's your question, honey?
Oh, you need a question? Okay.
I mean, I don't have to have a question. If you want me to pull a general energy card for you, I'll do that.
Yeah. Thanks for saying. Okay. Magic.
Okay. All right. It's really your magic that I'm reading. Isn't that fun? So I pulled the Eight of Cups. Now, of course, you know, sometimes the Eight of Cups, represents, some social, well, first of all, Eight, of course, is a manifesting card, right? So Eight, Eight is the infinity sign, and that happens to be my life path. And that is so funny. This is the third Eight that I've pulled today. I even pulled the Eight of Cups twice in a row now. But so this is the third Eight. And so, in the cups, that's your heart, your emotions. And so there's some changes on the front for you. There's some changes coming that are actually going to be pleasing for you for a change. It's like we're kind of going through a lot of shifts on this planet, and we're shifting with the planet. So make sure you stay grounded. That's something that they're showing me. Stay grounded. And stay, and of course, I know that you make handmade crafts and things, so continue to do that. That actually helps you stay grounded, because our planet is offering some very high energy right now, because she's ascending as well. So we're all supposed to be here and grounded to her. So good news.
Say that. Go ahead. You say that, and someone just told me that the molten core of the planet stopped moving.
Stopped moving.
Wouldn't we blow up or something? She goes, no. Hmm. But that was funny. I'm going to check on that. So that's funny that you say that Earth is, and I know I'm an Earth child. I'm a Taurus, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's really important, too, to stay grounded. Because one thing I know about Taurus is Taurus has a tendency to be anxious. So that's why this message about grounding is coming in. Yeah, you have a tendency to be anxious. And so there's nothing to be anxious about. And keep in mind, I always tell people in readings that if you're anxious, that means you're just trying to plan just a little too far out ahead of yourself. Outside of your power, so bring it back in.
I'm so terrible. I'll make lists and I'll say, okay, when this happens, then I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and Amanda just listens to me.
So don't get too far ahead of yourself. Our power is in our now moment. Now is what we have. And really, if you think about it, we only get one breath at a time. We get one moment at a time, And one at a time is good. This whole idea of being a multitasker and all that, it just creates more anxiety that we don't really need in our lives, So we have to be easy on ourselves. And so that's beautiful, honey. You got some good stuff coming. So just, always look at your list and say everything is just a matter of time. Divine timing is for your highest and best good. So that's a really good mantra for you. So it kind of keeps you out of that anxiety, So good luck with that. And with your dad too. And I hope everything's going well.
Thank you.
Yeah, Siobhan's a very good healer. The things that you make, Siobhan, your crochets and stuff, you put that good energy into them. Plus you're a really good healer with your dad. So
That's awesome.
I come from a family of healers, so the most I just realized, like, my cousin, who is an amazing healer, she's probably 70. She said she's like 76, 78. I thought she was 73, but she looks like she's about 62 years old. She's an amazing healer. She was a nurse in her life. She's medically trained, but she's always done the hands-on healing. She's actually even created her own healing. And then she said to me one day, did you see that big guru in New York who died? And I don't know the name, but she was a Cunningham or a wolf. I think she was a wolf. And apparently she had been this really great kind of healing yoga teacher that people followed. And I'm like, wow, our family goes back in the healing, area, especially on the Irish side. And I know my mom's side was not. Also went back in the clairvoyant side. but they just don't talk about it. No one talks about it.
Yeah, you know? I know. Isn't it awesome and so refreshing that we are talking about it on the live radio even?
Right, and I can tell you 10 years ago that wasn't something that happened too much. It was still a taboo, or you were considered,
yeah.
Like somebody said last night, I was listening to a radio show, and they said, yeah, people consider it supernatural. And she said, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. She goes, I'm human. It's natural. We've made it supernatural because we made ourselves forget. Now we need to remember we all have a gift. You know, we all have that. I used to call myself a practical psychic when I would read, or practical intuitive. I don't really like psychic. But because I would tell them, if you sit down and make some decisions, most of the time, if you can separate yourself from I want that, I want that, I want that, you know where to go. Your intuition will help you. Your guides from the other side or angels will help you. And you know
Absolutely.
It. So I always tell people, anything you want to know right now, and you can go out and make some very different choices, and then my reading will have been thrown out the door, because you're a person that is on this earth with enough intuition and enough guidance where if you sit down, meditate, tune in, you'll get your answers. So like when I do a healing, I say, I'm just here to witness it, to start it, to witness it, maybe to ground you, but you're actually doing all the work.
Yep, that's right. That's right. That's what I say. I said, I'm just a messenger of confirmation here. And, you know, my guys might, you know, make some suggestions, but, you know, with your free will, you're the captain of your own ship. Absolutely. Yeah, well, thank you for sharing. That's awesome. Well, I can tell that you're one of us. you need to be, I hope you're going to be a future guest on this show so we can learn more from you, Siobhan.
Well, but you know what, I didn't mean to do that to you, Andrea. I wanted to ask, because you went over a lot of things in your center, but what do you do in your center? What do you like to do the most?
What do I like to do? Bring people together.
Yeah.
Work with Amanda to network all the practitioners and bring all the people together. The people are my forte. In other words, you know, reaching out, just like you know, meeting you and different ones, and you know, including you know everyone, so that we can all evolve, support each other, and grow together. And that is like my most favorite thing. Of course, I love doing tarot readings, one-on-ones. I also wrote a seminar called Amp Up, Awareness, Motivation, Progression of Unlimited Potential, because that's what we all are. And so that's something that I offer. Haven't done that in a while. I'm gonna put one together here for this new springtime coming up, and because we have a lot of practitioners that are new, But and also past life regression sessions, because the clearing and the healing that comes from that, it's just so, I'm so privileged to be part of that. And I learn from each and every one of my clients. I learn something new almost every single day that I'm there at the center, and I'm not kidding. Something new is showing up for me. So we never stop learning, you know, never stop learning. I love it. So, but yeah, that's what I love to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I'm going to get off the phone because I'm sure there's a ton of people waiting to talk to you guys.
Well,
hey, Siobhan, I'm glad you called in.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's such a privilege. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Thank you for sharing.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Siobhan. Blessings.
Bye. Blessings.
Okay, our next caller is area code 314-809. You're on the phone with Amanda and Andrea. How are you?
Hello, Amanda.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi,
Lisa, hi.
It's Lisa.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
And I apologize because my phone, I can't remember your guest's name because of the everything going off and on again, and I apologize.
That's okay. It's
what
Andrea.
What's your guest? Andrea.
Yes.
I'm enjoying listening to you so much.
Well,
the way
you,
that you express yourself, and just this way of like opening your heart and your mind, and it's so loving, and I feel so, I'm leaning in so much. So I'm enjoying hearing you talk.
That's so
and then
sweet.
Amanda, I just I just want to say it's so awesome to have you back online. I was addicted to your show during COVID. That's when I met you. And I know that you've had an incredibly challenging journey in the last year or so with recovery. But I'm getting goosebumps right now because I can't even believe how much higher level you are with your awareness and your healing and your strength. And it makes me so happy for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm happy too. Yes, I'm getting the full body goosebumps. And that's always my spiritual yes, you know, yes, 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 you know. So thank you for sharing that. That's awesome, Lisa, because, you know, Amanda and I only started literally talking on Facebook, and this is a testimony about social media. I know I hear a lot of things about it, but social media can be such a blessing if we choose to use it in this way, you know, and that's with every tool on our planet, by the way. And so her and I started just talking, you know, generalities, and then I found out she was reading cards, and I'm like, hey, give me a reading. So we switched readings, you know. And I'm like, wow, and, you know, so what are you doing? And before long, she's like, hey, I want to come back up there. I'm from there. I'm like, you are? Okay, well, come on. You know, so that's kind of the whole evolution. So that's what I said. I literally imported Amanda from Springfield. I'm like, come on up and join us. So here we are.
She shared that with me.
Yeah. And I didn't even know she... Yeah, and I didn't even know she had a radio show, you know, so I'm so new to the Amanda game and, you know, journey, so it's awesome. It really is awesome.
Well, I can tell you have a huge heart. She shared with me about you, and so it's really cool. She talked a lot about you, so, you know, you are
she's
right.
She's quite an
answer. You know, that, you know, connection with people and the way that your heart feels just through this radio show. It's like so important for all of us to know that we really are connected and we're here to support one another. And if we just let our guard down, because we're trained to be suspicious and fearful and not trusting, but you know, there are some amazing communities out there and amazing tribes that will take you as you are because you are already everything, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? All that other stuff is just stuff we just have to let go. You know, some of that conditioning and that, you know, stuff that we've picked up along the way because we all do it, you know. It's just stuff to let go. And once we do, we're so free. And that's, you know, that's how I feel. Now, I can tell you, I had, you know, some issues coming out of the Thoreau closet. You know, I felt a little threatened by the whole idea of doing this kind of work, you know. And then in my late 30s, I got this message from my guys like, hey, life is getting ready to start for you. And I'm like, what have I been doing, you know, up to 38 years of age? And I was a workaholic. So they literally set me down in my basement on the floor for a year because I was such a workaholic and hard-headed, stubborn. And Amanda says, I'm steadfast. I'm not stubborn. But, so I had to get quiet.
I learned that from Miss Ann, who's coming on next week.
Oh, good.
I learned that, Andrea, from Miss Ann Beard, who's coming on next week. She's a great medicine woman. And, Lisa, I can't wait to experience your training. And thank you to Ace and Annie and Lisa for helping me recover.
Yes, absolutely.
That was huge.
Yeah, and our animals on the planet, they hold love frequency for us. It's amazing, So, Lisa, so I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. I know you're in St. Louis. We're in Belleville, so we're not that far away, but I know it's always been this, because you're a busy woman and, you know, you've got work to do. So hopefully soon we'll get to meet you at the center or wherever, you know. I do get around a little bit.
I texted Amanda the first part of the show. I said, we're going to stages together.
Good.
I'm going to pick you up.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to go, and we're going to have fun.
Yes, and, I'm telling you what, Joseph is so awesome, so awesome, so awesome. So your protege.
Lisa, I have to tell you, Lisa, Ace and Annie want to meet to Andrea, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
We
I might have
that.
To come visit. Yeah. And, you know,
Ace needs a little healing.
Okay, yeah, we'll give him some.
Yeah.
You know, I'll send him some
yeah.
when I'm off the show. I'll send him some remote healing also because, you know,
aww.
Intention is everything. So we can
yeah,
send
love
our love out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, that sounds great.
Yeah, all right. So you got
and,
a question
Amanda,
you want
and
to
hold on, Amanda does.
Yeah.
Amanda does know everyone. I do have to say that. She's like,
yes.
She's
I know.
Amazing.
I know. I know. I know. I have personal stories already. We went to a dance band because I love to dance, you know, move my body and have so much fun. And we got Amanda out there dancing. And, you know, now she don't even need us. She just goes and dances without us. But, you know, yeah, we had so much fun. So much fun, you know. And life is about enjoying everything, all the processes, you know, even the lessons. Yeah, even the lessons. But she knows everybody. She knew the lead guitarist of one band. We danced them away, and then another band set up, and then she knew the lead singer of the next one. I said, of course she knows that. Somebody. Oh, we had so much fun. It is. It's a riot. Yeah, so you want me to pull a card, general card, or do you have a question, Lisa?
General card sounds wonderful.
All right. Cutting the deck, and I'm pulling one for you. Ooh, so Ace of Swords, you've got a new message coming, and it's a profound, like something you've been waiting for I want to say, a long time. There's a message coming in, you know, so you know what swords represent, right? You know, written or spoken words. So there's some, I want to see if I can, I'm going to go ahead and pull a second card. Okay, so it's also swords. So there's some news about, let's see, I'm just trying to get a little download here. Well, something that's going to trigger you in a good way to, you know, step out and do something very new, even something kind of unpredictable, but you've been looking for some direction. Like, it's not that you're bored. You're not bored. You're just at a plateau in your, you know, career, and you're ready to take it to a whole new level. Well, let me tell you, that message is right around the corner here. I want to say within the next 30 days or less, you're going to get some correspondence or something that's going to be like the aha moment, like that's what I need to do for myself to go to that next level in this career. So, yeah, that's exciting. I'm getting goosebumps all over myself because it's
my whole body.
Yeah.
So it's so funny that you even give that message because that is exactly what I've been thinking because I love what I do, but I'm like, wow, I'm reached this level.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know there's something that I want or I
don't
even know how to
bigger.
Explain it, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
you know what?
We're all being called.
Yeah. Yeah, we're called.
Lisa, I pulled this angel card for you.
Oh, you did? Go ahead.
Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, I pulled this angel card, and she's rising above things. She's, like, doing more, and she's showing me that you're coming into something really, really big.
Huge. Yeah, a huge leadership role, and it's really something that, you know, it's just like it's going to click in your psyche, like, that's it. That's how I'm taking this all to the next level. And it's a bigger arena. It's a bigger, it's definitely a bigger audience that you're going for here. So, and you know, I kind of get a little feeling that it's, it has to do with multiple, wellness centers around the nation. And that's just kind of what's coming through on the back end, you know, of this. So I feel like it's something like you're going to be asked to come and perform somewhere or do something for a very large group, and that's going to be sort of how it gets birthed. But you're also, I guess that's the invitation that, you know, will be in a written or even email form, you know, something like that. Like somebody's heard about you, and now you're going to go do something in a very large way, and that's how you expand. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I mean, what a beautiful reading.
Yeah, you know, well, you're creating it, you know. You're the captain of your ship, so you're the one that's driving it. So good for you. Congratulations, and please let us know. We love feedback.
course.
Anybody that gets
a
reading here,
yeah.
we love feedback. We love to know, you know, how things are actually manifesting, you know, in people's lives in real time, you know. Awesome.
So I just drove by a bank that has a marquee with a clock on it, and it said 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
when you're
my gosh.
You know, that's
wow.
Lisa, do you know? I'm telling you what, that's when, you know what, that is the number that tells you things are divinely falling into place organically and, you know, just be aware. So there you are. That's your confirmation absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
So, Lisa, I'm looking forward to spending time. Looking forward to spending time training and hanging out with Ace and Annie.
Yes.
Yep.
I love you, Amanda. Andrea, can't wait to meet you, and I look forward to more exchange and love. Okay, thank you so much. Welcome back, Amanda. All right, thank you. Blessings. Bye. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, which is 304. You're on line with Amanda and Andrea. How are you?
Hey, I think it's me. It's Psychic Ruth, and
I'm
so glad Amanda's back on the air.
I'm so glad I am too. You're a wonderful teacher.
Oh, it's so great to have your radio show back.
I've had you since,
really,
how old was I, Ruth? How old was I when I met you?
Like, you were still in high school.
Yeah.
A teenager. Yeah,
and I thought, wow, blind psychic, how cool is that?
Oh, well, she was very nervous. We met on a chat line, and she was like, I just know things, and I don't know why. And then she said, you know, sometimes I hear voices, and I don't want to think that I'm crazy. And I'm like, you're not crazy at all. It's just you're different. You march to a different drummer, and it's great. So she was very much afraid, very nervous and anxious. And I said, no, go with it. You know?
Yeah, we all are.
So
you know,
great.
When we're... Yeah, when we first start coming out of our, what I call our day jobs, you know.
It is
a little bit because, and, you know, we all, you know, we're all kind of like, we're herding, gathering kind of energies, you know. We want to be accepted and loved, you know. And then when we say, you know, well, I'm clairaudient, and what does that mean? Well, I hear voices in my head, and mine come in my right ear. And
mine are in the center of my head. It's like I don't hear them in my ears at all, but I hear them inside my head. But they don't scare me anymore. But I wanted to tell you a quick story. Past life regression is truly real. I am totally blind, and I've been blind since birth, and I was blinded from premature birth and too much oxygen in my eyes, and the oxygen burnt the nerves and the tissues in my eyes. And so this guy had just learned, he was just dabbling in past life regressions a little bit, and he said, why don't you come over and let me do a past life regression? And I said, yeah, that would be really cool. I said, what I'd really like to do is go backwards to the womb, you know, like people do that prior pre-birthing, or I don't know what they call it. But I said, that's what I'd like to do. So he started taking me backwards to a fun time and a birthday party, and now you're 6, and now you're 1. And he took me back to, you've just been born, and I got hysterical. And I started crying and rubbing my eyes. And I was saying, and we recorded it, and I was saying, my eyes are burning. My eyes are burning. They hurt. They hurt. My eyes are burning. And I was rubbing them and crying real tears. Well, he wasn't an amateur to this. He was new at this test. And he's like, you're okay, Ruth. Let's go forward. Now you're 2. Now, you know, let's go forward to present time. And then I'm like, why did you do that? Why did you keep going backwards? She said, you scared me.
And, you know, that's really important,
I had a true physical reaction.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the power of cell memory right there. You just perfectly gave an example of how real cell memory is. Absolutely. Yeah. And so think about
this,
too.
It probably was extremely painful, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I bet it was.
As a baby.
Oh, yeah.
In the incubator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That incubator is a scary thing. I was in one, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could do it, if you could pull a card for me, that'd be great.
Oh, yes. Okay. No question? You just want something general?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. I'm going to pull you a card, Ruth. Thanks for sharing that. You know, it really helps giving testimony, and that's why testimonies are so important. And anyone that has, you know, a good testimony or any kind of testimony, it doesn't matter how it turns out, but a validation of a service to a practitioner is so such a blessing, really. So if you have a service by a practitioner, you know, go on their website or their Facebook page or whatever they have and offer them a testimony. And because that feedback really does help, you know, validate what we're up to and how we're really trying to help each other, you know.
And
absolutely.
You were talking about our animals, and I found out recently that a kitty cat purr is the healing vibration.
Oh,
it
sure
is.
So it, if you're sick and you have a kitty and, you know, they just want to lay on your pillow or beside you and purr and purr and purr, that's the healing frequency.
Absolutely.
That's
cool. Yeah. Frequency, of course, that's what everything is created of, energy, right? Everything is frequency, every single thing, you know. And so the animals, I tell people, they hold our love frequencies and then they offer it back. Like, you know, when we have any kind of an ailment, we've heard of, you know, cats going into like the cancer ward at the hospital and actually laying next to the affected area, because cats are like that. They're natural healers, you know.
That's how they train dogs to know if you're having a seizure. They train dogs to keep you safe during a seizure. And they're training dogs. You know, I was at a convention for the blind, and this lady had a little tiny dog, and my husband at the time said, "That's not a guide dog." And she said, "No, but I got this dog as a pet, and I found out it alerts me if my sugar goes too low."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just knew to do
they
it.
Know
there was no training. It just knew to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're amazing.
Yeah.
Animals are amazing.
Yeah, just recently I shared from a video I was watching. I don't know if everyone is familiar with Sasha Stone, but if you're not, his work is amazing with so many different amazing healers and people that just offer so much information. And he has a couple that does frequency range, you know, dowsing is how they come to it, of course, because that's what it is. It's actually gauging frequency with dowsing, which is your muscle testing, you know, pendulum work, all that type of work. And they put together a slide that showed dogs at 500 frequency out of 1,000, cats at 400 frequency. So their purr is 432 hertz, which is actually what all instruments are supposed to be tuned to, by the way, you know, our guitars and such. And and so that's their healing frequency. And horses are at 540 frequency is what they determined. Overall, now, with every single animal, their frequency can actually be higher or lower, just like us, based on their life path and their traumas and, you know, or the bliss that they live in, that type of thing, you know. So, but, I mean, those are the general frequencies that those animals carry and are, you know, that's their aptitude of, you know, their baseline, I'll call it. So, you know, just like with all things, when they're having a good life, their baseline is high, you know, and normal and ordinary. And that's kind of where healing comes in, you know, because sometimes the pets need healed too. And that's why emotion code, body code for animals is so powerful. And I mean, it's powerful. I've seen just instant improvements in animals, you know, because doing rescue, you know, you get strays that are shooed and rocks thrown at them and all kinds of stuff, you know, just being on the run, you know. So I kind of get off my my train of thought once in a while, but I did pull you a card. I did pull you a card, and it's actually the King of, let's see, what did I pull here? I just set it down. Let me pick it back up. Okay, so the King of Swords. Okay, so you know who he is, right? He's a man of authority. He's very, you know, like whenever he speaks, you know, the old saying, when you hear, you know, authority, you kind of know it. In essence, so, you know, and I'm getting, yeah, you know, of course, King, it kind of represents divine masculine. So, and our masculine energy lives on our right side of our body and also on our left side of our brain, right? So there's some, like some integration of the divine masculine, and you have a huge heart, and they're showing me that you kind of need to be a little more firm sometimes in some things. And I know it's hard to give tough love, but I know somewhere in your life you're going to have to be more steadfast in some communication with someone about something. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what that real area is of your life going on, but I don't know if that resonates. But there's something, you're going to have to make a decision, and it may not be something that you really want to do. It's almost like a tough love type of conversation you might have to have. Does that ring?
I kind of take care of everybody. And so I spread myself thin. Don't take a lot of time for myself. So it makes sense.
So you're going to have to, you know, just do some things. And sometimes it's just saying, no, that doesn't work for me. It doesn't resonate. Or no, I don't have time for that today because I've got, you know, to do something for myself, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't,
we
don't have to justify to anybody when we need a rest, you know. We
mm-hmm.
just have to go
exactly.
take it.
Yeah.
So there, you know, that's the message.
Nice
self-love.
You too.
So, Ruth, you're coming on my radio show, too. Why don't you tell people when you're coming on?
I am. I'm coming on March the 6th, and I am a manifestation coach. So we will
Say that again.
Manifestation.
Awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
Coach. So we'll
wonderful.
Be manifestation on March the 6th.
Oh, super duper. That's awesome. Good. I'll be tuning in. That happens to be my grandson's birthday. I won't forget when you're on, Ruth.
All right.
That's great. Yeah, thank you.
All
I look
right.
forward
thanks,
to it.
Ladies.
Yeah. Thank
Bye.
You, honey.
All right,
take
Ruth,
care.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Okay, our next caller looks like they're from New Mexico, 505.
Oh.
Hello, 505.
Hello, it's Aslan. Hi, Amanda.
Aslan, hi, sister.
Hi.
Hi. How
oh
are you
goodness,
doing?
Goddess, I'm so happy to hear you back on the air. And hello, I forgot
Andrea.
Your name, but it's been
Andrea.
So
Andrea, yeah.
Andrea, thank you. I'm really grateful. I'm under a lot of pressure right now. Amanda knows a little bit about it, and so I would love some sister support.
Okay.
Yeah,
you.
We both have the same birthday, Andrea. Isn't that wild?
Oh, wow. So you're an unconditional love person, too. You're born on the 11th, right?
Yeah.
Well,
August
that's awesome. 11th. Yeah.
Different year.
Yeah.
Different year,
yeah.
but we're the same 8-11.
Okay. Awesome. 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 Yeah. So, do you want me to pull a general card for you, or do you want to ask a question?
I'm in a very specific. I have wolf dogs. I'm under a lot of pressure from the court, and I've been sort of terrified since the last hearing. They're either wanting 30 vaccine certificates or for kind of me to move, or they were going to put me in jail. So I've been having a lot of like stomach and panic and like madly looking for property, and I'm under all kinds of pressure, and I think it's going to be okay. I'm a psychic myself and do readings for people, but I've been so scared that it's been lowering my vibration. And so it's making it harder for me to do the things that I would normally do for even to help others or myself. But so my question is, I need to find a large donor very quickly because I have to buy large land for these wolves or find someone who already has a ranch.
They're
that's
beautiful.
What the reading is about is how I can fund or protect or move these animals.
Okay. So the card that I pulled for you is the Three of Cups. So you know what the Three of Cups is, right? Well,
yeah.
It's the celebration and cooperation card. You know, it's like celebrating with your friends, celebrating success. So there is a celebration coming, like you're going to achieve everything. And, you know, I want to say that I feel like even on this radio show here right now that people are listening and taking note, and like the divine timing is going to start like clicking away to make this happen for you. And I don't know if the donor or if it's going to be several donors or the ranch person is on the phone right now, but I feel like somebody in this audience knows your solution. And so make sure that you get with Amanda, because, you know, these people that are calling in, most of them know her personally or of her personally, and, of course, they have her number, right? So somebody's going to step forward and say, I know somebody in your area, or somebody
and
that
Aslan,
she knows.
You know, I love those wolves. They are just wonderful.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore them. They are precious to me.
Yeah. So there is a celebration coming, and it's in pretty short order. Like, and, you know, you might have even already met the person. It's like it's just like right here and right now. It's not far off, you know, and I would say in the next 60 to 90 days, it's going to be a done deal. Like you're going to know where you're going. You're going to know, you know, how it's all going to work out, who's involved. And there are a lot of people that are rooting for you. And I don't know what your circle of friends are, but I do feel like you already have a community that has your back. And so, but I really feel like that even people on this call right here, right now, somebody knows somebody that can really affect a positive outcome for you as well. So, you know, all the callers that are on the phone, even if, you know, they made a donation, you know, right out of their own wallets to help you, it's like that would just be so compounded so quick and fast. And, you know, put it out on Facebook for us to share, you know, because I've never heard of this myself personally. And we can use social media in a quick order to make things happen and move. And, you know, manifesting is happening very quickly. So put your needs out here. Be brave and be bold. Be vulnerable and let us know what you need so that we can help you meet your needs. So, and don't stop talking about it. Just keep it out there in the forefront. But I really feel like this community and you've got another community somewhere that are going to support you in this. But it's going to come to fruition in 60 to 90 days. And I know that might sound a little far off, but I mean, you know, 60, 90 days is not that far. And this is a big move for you. You know, this is no small venture. You know, this is a big change, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be a celebration for you. So, you know, keep be vigilant, they're saying. And you know, like I said, share it out to everybody, and let us share it with all of our friends and all of our community. So, and, but yeah, and so let us know, you know, how things unfold also, because we want to know how you're doing and how it's going.
And Aslan is a wonderful astrology reader, right, Aslan?
Yeah, but I haven't been able to do it so much because of the pressure of the animals, the emergency, the pressure of having to just one emergency to the next, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I know, and I know how that is. And that's how rescue is, you know. It is, it's a now energy, you know. Yeah, you took a lot on, you know. You took a lot on, but the reason you did is because you are up to it and you are capable, so just know that. And, you know, do things for yourself to alleviate all your stress and anxiety, because, you know, that gets in the way of your manifestation. So you have to be easy on yourself. And I think I've said that several times already today on the show. It's like it's really important for us to get in the now moment, stay there, and stay in the space of being fully 100% in the receiving mode. That's what that really means. So, you know, handle your anxiety and get rid of doubt, any doubt. You know, just know that the universe has your back, and your heart's desires do matter, and you just have to get yourself in the receiving mode. But three of cups, it doesn't get much better. Six of wands, is also the success card, and those are the two really big success
mm-hmm.
cards, along with the sun, you know, in this deck. So you pulled one of the three best cards right then and there, you know. So, and you didn't get the Eight of Wands, you know, which is swift movement, but sometimes swift movement is not always a good thing either, you know, but in the case of today, you know, I have to read the underlying energies, and they were, but sometimes swift movement means that you got to scramble more, but in your case, you got the Three of Cups, meaning some good celebration coming your way, so be steadfast in that and just know and be in the receiving mode. It'll all work out for you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Have synchronicity with that card. Thank you, Amanda,
yeah.
And congratulations, and bless you all and everyone here. Thank you.
Thank you. You too, honey. Thank
You're
you.
You're a blessing for the animals, Aslan. Thank you. All right,
all
blessings.
Right.
We're going to go to 573.
Okay.
573, you're
you...
on the line with Amanda. Yeah, sorry. Just a second,
no,
573. Go ahead, Andrea. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering.
Three more callers.
Okay, that's what I was just going to ask you because, yeah, I was just wondering. So thank you. All right, who we got?
Okay, 573, which
okay.
may be another animal person. I don't know. You're on the line with Amanda and Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi. Who
Hi.
Are you talking to?
This is Tina, and I feel for Evelyn, and I just want to tell her to
yes.
hang in there.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So, Tina, I thought I recognized your voice. I thought you recognized you were the first person that I met besides Lauren, you know, where Amanda was staying. That, you know, when I met you, Tina, I'm like, oh my gosh, Amanda knows the most amazing people. And I'm just so looking forward to being introduced to everybody she knows. You're so adorable. And you're a horse girl. Oh,
you're
and I'm
a horse
after my
girl.
Heart too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're
so,
a
yes. You, do you have a question? You want me to pull a general card?
I have both. I want you to pull the card, and I'm going to have a question.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Okay. So let me pull a card, and we'll see what we get. Okay. So I got the Five of Wands, which means, you know, a little self-protection is going on. Nothing major, you know. It's just like more or less, you know, of course, fives. Again, fives are about change, right? You got to change some things
right.
up. So it just means that you're going to have to be a little diligent, you know, in your upcoming, you know, next 5-6 weeks. Something's going to, you know, like some news or something's going to happen that you're going to have to be just really aware. Have your spidey senses up, you know what I mean? And that way you'll be very mindful of, you know, choices and decisions, and it's going to be something pretty spontaneous that's going to require a pretty quick decision on your part if you want it to come out the way that you want it to come out. In other words, it sounds like it might even be on behalf of someone else, but you're going to be able to affect their change. So does any of that make sense?
It does. It does.
Okay, good.
What
yeah.
I do. Which brings me to my question.
Yes.
And my question is, what is my path?
Your path.
What do you see
okay.
my path is in my future? Yes. What direction?
Okay. All right. So I went ahead and pulled a second card. The Queen of, let's see here. Hang on 1 second. All right. So, you know, so I got the Queen of Pentacles, but I was just kind of like just doing a little bit of automatic writing to see if I could get more, you know, because when we're talking life path, that's kind of important, you know what I mean? So I just went ahead and wrote a couple of things. I wrote a couple of things here. So, of course, you know, it represents a woman that is very decisive. And again, it kind of goes back to what we were just saying, you know, on your last card, you know, the five. So there's going to be some decisions, like, and kind of like what I was seeing earlier is with someone else, that you've got a decision to make that's going to be a turning point in your life, and it still has a lot to do with your current, you know, current status is the word I'm trying to think. Are you into some kind of like councilwoman or some local politics or something that, or has somebody approached you about serving on some kind of a committee or something?
I have in the past, and it's been some contribution for this year, but I have in the past, Jeff.
Okay, well, there's some kind of a council or something that you're going to be approached with that they're going to ask you to serve, and it's going to be a very high honor, and it's a good path if you want to take it. Again, you know, you get to choose what you want to do, and by all means, if you do something, have fun and enjoy it. You know, life is too short not to. Like, if you feel like it's more of a duty and a hindrance on your time, then of course don't take that, because something else will come along. But you're going to be asked to serve on some kind of a council, you know, or some kind of a panel of maybe even judges of some sort, or, and you know, I'm seeing it's okay. So we're kind of working out of politics. So I hate to use that term, but there's still got to be leadership. So this is a big leadership role for you, Tina. This is something that's going to ask you to be a decisive, you know, quick-thinking, responsive, you know, judge or councilwoman or something that's going to require you to be pretty quick on your toes. So, you know, and that's what this energy is coming through with this. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I don't want to stop you. Go ahead, Andrea.
No. I was done, honey. I was just waiting to hear what you were saying.
I got the horse card, and she's free. You know, she's running free like the wind, and
she's
going to be using her intuition more because she's tuned in. The wolf, which resembles family and intuition and, you know, just trusting yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's being, you know, really able to think on your feet kind of energy that I was just tapping into. Absolutely. And it's going to serve you in some kind of a paid position of being on a some kind of a panel of judges or council or something of that nature. And it's somewhat local. It's not like you're going to have to travel too much, but it's going to be a very fulfilling occupation. But again, you know, make sure that you get it under the terms that you want it for your life path. You know what I mean? Don't cause yourself a lot of frustration just because of notoriety. You know what I mean? So make sure you're clear on your terms. Say that again?
That's my motto, live, love, and laugh.
Yeah,
life
absolutely.
There you go.
It is. It absolutely is. But I do see that you're going to have an option that's going to be, you know, you're going to put some thought into it, but you're going to kind of have to say yes or no pretty quick. So be knowing what you want out of the process. You know what I mean? Already know what you want before these opportunities, because there's more than one coming, by the way. But pick and choose which opportunity. But I see you serving as a leader on a council of some sort, and very prestigious and good pay.
Is it more people related?
Well, of course it's with people, but topic, let me see if I can get another. Okay, so, you know,
it's... Third card I pulled.
Go ahead,
Andrea.
No, you go ahead. What's the third card? What'd you pull? I already pulled a card, and now I'm going to meditate on this.
Spiritual teacher. So you're teaching something with spiritual, you know, and this kind of reminds me of, like, it's really interesting because there's this lady that Andrea knows who talks about God and the spiritual practices of, like, law, and there's something there coming up.
Oh, okay. Well, so I pulled the Four of Wands as the clarifying card. So the Four of Wands mm-hmm. is about mental stability. So see, they're talking about being knowing what you want to do and, you know, really mm-hmm. making sure it's something that fulfills you. And it leads to a great advantage. So, you know, the Four of Wands is like the marriage card, the, you know, at the, you're the victor at the end of the path or the end of the race, you know, kind of energy. So mm-hmm. all good things, you know, it's going to bring you stability and contentment when you choose for yourself. Now, here's the thing about that. That's what they were showing me. Know what you want whenever you're approached with opportunities because you'll get exactly what you want, but you got to know what that is. And, you know, they're saying don't be wishy-washy on what you want to do for the rest of your life, you know, or even for the next mm-hmm. 10 years or 5 years, because this is something pretty nice and big. Nice and big that's going to require cool. you to know what you want. Yeah, and it's going to pay you very well. Whatever it is, it's going to pay you really well. So, but don't be, you know, lured in. Yeah, don't be pulled into something unless it's part of your heart's desire is what they're saying overall, out of all three of the cards that I pulled. So make sure it's something you really want, Tina.
I do love to help others. And so do you think this one has something to do with the first? Because you said that there's someone that I am to help, or is this two separate things?
Well, actually it's all combined. It's like one card led to the next card because, you know, they're all, you know, one precipice at a time, but they all connect. So you might be approached to actually, so join someone else's existing, you know, board, existing council, that kind of thing. So that's what they're showing me. It's a council.
This has come up as spiritual law, like somebody's going to.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, well, okay. Okay, it's definitely her. Okay, yeah, I'm wondering if it's your friend there that we saw last night, because there's something with spiritual law. Again, that's really coming up strong. But there's spiritual classes coming up for Tina, too. So I think that has something to do with the center. I don't know. I'm just seeing that. So in spiritual classes that Tina's teaching, or she may help someone teach them, that's going to be interesting.
Okay. Or
she may come help teach a class.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you have something, you know, that you want to teach, absolutely. Yeah. And I see like in 5 weeks, the realization of your direction is going to happen within 5 weeks. You know, that's what I was seeing, you know. And so there might be some prep work or something going into it. But, yeah, but I do see you being asked to join a council. That's what the main, you know, the clarifier is for me. It's something, you know, and that, like I said, I hesitate to say political, but it's a leadership role. You're going to be asked into a leadership role. So, and it's exciting. But like I said,
I think the leadership role is, sorry, Tina.
That's okay.
I think the leadership role has to do.
Okay. With the,
sorry, Tina, go ahead.
No, you're okay. I was just saying I had a phone call this morning that can lead into something like this. And that's why I was wondering if it's more animal or people.
Yeah, I'm thinking that could be it too. Yeah,
oh,
I think
okay.
that could be it too. But I keep getting this over and over. These angels won't leave me alone. This has something to do with Andrea's friend.
Oh, okay,
that could
so,
be
yeah,
interesting.
Okay, well we'll
this
see because
to
it
do
is
with
some
Andrea's,
type of some type of leadership role, serving on a council and being invited and asked, and it's a paid position. So. Well, however that works out, that's awesome. But, you know, again,
answers all the way around it.
Yeah, and investigate all options, Tina. Investigate everything comes your way.
I sure will. And if anybody listening that's in the Belleville area, I've been to their center. It's pretty awesome. It's really neat. And if you can get there, I would. It's very fun and it's interesting. And they've got some great people there.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, Tina.
Thank you
for driving over. That was a distance you made that trip. Thank you. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
well, please keep us. Yeah, keep us, in the loop as to what's happening and give us some feedback whenever you can. You know, 5 weeks is not that far away.
I sure will. You got
my
antenna.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, investigate everything.
Blessings.
All right, take care, honey.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay, this one looks like a Skype caller. This is 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Andrea. We have like two more callers after this, Andrea. So 111,
okay,
hello.
Hi, I spoke with you last year. Welcome back from the show. Thank you so much for being there for people. I just going to ask a simple, question, because sometimes we know when someone calls a psychic, the minutes are counting. The chit-chatting should be less. Some people exaggerate, right? And I why do I say that? It's because people sometimes don't have money to pay everything. I had one situation where someone charged me and I never got my answer.
But here in the show,
y'all always very open, frank, and I want to thank you so much for that, for your kindness and always like being so nice to us. And I have learned that last year, like, I love the part with Amanda with the animals. So it's fascinating. Thank you very much for taking my call. And y'all told me something last year, actually four things that I really was really eager, and it came out true. And I just thought about you. I'm like, I hope to have the show back on, because I'd like to thank them. And I'm glad you're back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, super, super.
What
is your first name?
Yes, so my name is Melissa from Arizona. And my question is, I have a male friend that is in a distance, like we're the end of the America continent, one in the north, one in the east. I'd like to know, like, when do you see it, like, a time, because we have something going on with the transaction. When do you see a good time that he may be coming, that I'm trying to set it up in the right time, that you see a possibility to visit? To visit me, because I know the distance, airlines and all that comes into play. But are you able to give me an idea? That's my question, an idea.
Okay, so while you were talking, so you're saying that you've got something in the works and you're looking for a little bit of a timing on things to come to fruition, things to happen, to pan out, to be fulfilled on. And I got a 5 of swords. So there's going to be some message in 5 days or 5 weeks or even 5 hours. You know, swords are very quick, soon, events. So 5 hours, days, or weeks, you know, that's the energy of this card here. And so it says there's going to be a move on it, you know, meaning that there's going to be something that's going to click into place. And it's, you know, generally about either career or relationship. And it sounds like it's kind of a little bit of both for you. So, yeah, and you're going to be moving away from, and I say moving away from, not always physically, but energetically moving away from problems and into more of a stable environment, you know, a stable situation, a stable energy. So if it's been erratic and not seeming like it's going to work out, it's going to stabilize. And at the most, 5 weeks. So, again, 5 hours, 5 days, or even 5 weeks. So that's the energy of the 5 on that. So moving away from things not working out and moving into them working out. So, and it's not going to happen exactly the way you want it to, so be a little flexible, but it's still going to work out. So whatever you've got working, you put a lot of hard effort, energy, soul into whatever you're working on here. So don't be disappointed when you start hearing things that didn't meet your expectations, because overall, fundamentally, it's going to serve the purpose that you wanted it to serve. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, the angel
said
it's going to work out.
Yeah, it will. It's just not going to look exactly the way that you thought it would. But it's okay, because it's still going to be a good
result. Yeah, you planted the seed to make it grow. It's just exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Andrea. She planted, put energy into it, and she's made it grow, but it's not going to look like what you think it's going to look like.
Yeah. Well, and keep in mind, the divine always knows what serves our highest and best good, and for those of all of us, you know, ultimately with everything that we're creating and manifesting. So that's why sometimes we get these fixed ideas of the vision of exactly what we want it to be, but it doesn't always turn out that way. But be flexible and just know that the universe has your back, and it really does want to please you. It wants to give you what you want. It wants to make the result, you know, to your best and highest good and make you happy. And at the same time, you know, it knows what's good for us, you know, and each and every one of us. So be flexible in that, because you're going to start hearing things like, and it's almost going to kind of be a little tiny bit disappointing on some of the details, but the overall creation manifesting and when it happens is actually going to be really good, whatever that is. So, and we love feedback if you'll keep us, you know, in the loop on what's happening. We'd love to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to helping the people. Thank you for my advice.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. Welcome back.
Wonderful. Yay. Yeah, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Bye, ladies.
Yeah. Take care, honey.
Blessings. All right. Our next caller is 636.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, hang on.
Who do we have?
Did they hang up?
Mm-hmm.
No, here we go. 636-275. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you? This is Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? I'm
good.
Loving the show so far. It's beautiful.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's just so much fun. So much
fun.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's been really a joy listening to you guys talk. So a few things that I've been running through my head lately. I got a question, and I would definitely love a carpool. So whichever one you'd want to do first, I will honor that.
All right. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So my question is, or it's a thought mainly, or what, you know, something I've been thinking lately. You know, I normally work a full-time job most of the year, 10 months out of the year, and then 2 months I get laid off. So January, February, I get laid off and I go back in March. And I usually will get another job or something like that, some sort of income to keep me sustained over just the 2 months. But
uh-huh.
I took a leap of faith. I didn't collect unemployment, or I didn't go seek any other form of, you know, money. And I
mm-hmm.
just was seeing if I could live off of my sound and all of that. And my account didn't dip or anything. It literally just leveled out and stayed the same. And so I was curious. I do have some debts to pay off still, so I know my job is needed. But I was curious,
yep.
maybe a timeline, or if you see or if you have any insight to when or if I might be letting that job go.
Mm-hmm.
to fully go into just like my healing practices.
Okay. Yeah. So while you were talking, the first card I pulled was the Jack of Spades. And I don't know if you know much about the Tarot, but I'll explain that card to you. But I also went ahead and pulled a secondary clarifying card, and it ended up being the Ace of Spades. So here's one thing about taking time off. When you get laid off, it's your birthright to go and collect your unemployment or what have you. So if you did that, you like made that decision for any reason, you might want to reexamine, you know, why you didn't do that, because that is your right. And that those companies that employ you actually pay into those funds, so that when they have to lay you off due to, you know, lack of work and things like that, that money is there and guaranteed for you to be able to draw, to have some base income. Of course, we always know it's never as much as your regular pay. But, you know, you might want to go back and look at that and see if maybe you should go ahead and collect what's coming to you, because that you earned that, you know. And we give employers a lot of our lives and time, effort, and energy. And that's why those funds are created for us. So that's one thing that they're sharing here. That just immediately dropped into the top of my head when you were talking about your work. So, and the other timeline I'm getting is 10 to 11 months, like by the end of this year, right? Because we're only in January. I don't know where I'm going, but 10 to 11 months. So I want to say by December next year, you'll be able to do anything and everything that you want, that your funds will be there. You can quit your job if you want to. You can actually do it even sooner, like summertime if you really wanted, but also do things to benefit you the most. You know, and I always say when you quit a job, you're making an opportunity for someone else to have it, right? So it's a cool thing, you know, to leave an occupation because you're creating space for someone else to take your place, you know, whenever they need it. And jobs are stepping stones. Jobs are foundation. And, you know, we need those sometimes, you know, to do what I call the meat and potatoes thing, you know, being able to put gas in our car and buy a car and, you know, sometimes even buy a home. But so, you know, it's all free will. You get to choose. But they're showing me by the end of this year, you're going to be footloose and fancy free, buddy. So that's awesome.
And I kind of felt that, you know, I have some debts to pay off, which I understand. I need the job to pay off some of those debts.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's absolutely necessary and it's still serving me. But it was
sure.
good to see over those over these last 2 months that I was able to feed myself. I was able to pay my bills. I was able to
yeah.
enjoy life, go out and do things with my friends and still be able to, you know, do what I love and sustain myself and not
yeah,
have my,
absolutely.
You know, not dip into my savings or any of that. So it was really relieving,
yeah.
you know, and.
So
yeah.
can you tell us what changed, you know, from like this year to last year? Like what was the difference in what you were manifesting in those, what we call the slower times or being, you know, laid off from the job? What changed? Do you know? Can you put your finger on what had happened?
Well, I mean, in the winter months when I usually get laid off, I usually use it as a time to invest into myself. So I will.
Yeah.
go do things I enjoy, learn something. Like whenever I got laid off, I became a Reiki master. And then when I got laid off this last year, last
mm-hmm.
January, I became a sound practitioner.
Wow.
Obviously, I've told you that story, but the sound practitioner was completely led by spirit. You know, it was a feeling inside
yes.
of me and a bunch of synchronicities just fell right into my lap. And I was like, I just have to
yeah.
do this. I didn't have the money to do it. I was like $500 short of the money I needed just to even do the class, but luckily she did payments, and I said, I don't care, I'm doing it.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Because it was a calling inside of me, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you were hearing the call. So, yeah, you know, what I was alluding to is that you have this energy frequency. Instead of being upset or, you know, taking the layoff as a negative, you took the time to make good use of that and enhance your energy, upgrade yourself and your own skills. That's an awesome story, you know, really. And, you know, that's how you do it. You just, yeah, and we take life 1 month at a time, you know, when it comes to navigating the big old world out there. So that's awesome. And I can
yeah.
tell you from my own experience, I've never had a sound bath until I got one from you on Friday. And I'm like, wow, I have been missing this for, you know, like, all my life. You know, like, where
yeah.
have you guys been, right? And I've been too busy
mm-hmm.
working, you know, to get myself out there. So I'm being inspired by your story to spend a little bit more time investing in myself as well. We have a tendency to give
Absolutely.
And we forget to take, you know, and receive. So wonderful. Thank
that
you.
Does
so
happen.
Does that answer your question? You got
yeah,
you got
does.
Your question answered? Good.
Yeah.
yeah.
It was actually pretty cool because yesterday my brother experienced his very first ever sound bath.
Wow.
And I'm
wow.
very I'm grateful enough to have my family support me, but he came out.
Yeah.
And I just saw the look on his face after after the sound bath, and I just saw the look on his face, and he's like, bro.
Yeah.
That was he doesn't know anything about the spiritual world at all. You know,
yeah.
he literally just came. He just came to support me, and he came to me and said, "Bro, that was the most amazing thing I've ever experienced ever."
Yeah.
And then he's like, "I'll have to call you about it later." So he called me, and he's like, "I had this outer body experience as soon
yeah.
as like 10 minutes into the bowls, I was outside of my body." And then when that girl came around and put hands on me for Reiki, it intensified it. So it was a great,
yeah, yes,
it was a great thing for me to hear because it definitely shows me, you know, I'm on the right path. And these people,
yeah.
even if they don't know spirituality, is they don't know what spirit is, they don't know what synchronicities are,
right?
They can still experience that healing.
Absolutely. And, you know, whenever people talked about sound bowls, I'm like, oh, that sounds nice. But, you know, sound is the mm-hmm. highest form of healing on this planet. And I'm like, OMG, whenever I was getting my session. I mean, I had energy moving in my body that was very, and it was big piece, you know what I'm saying, big energy. Not just, you know, a little bit here and there. I mean, this stuff was massive. And I mean, wow. I was like, wow, where have I been? Well, not at a sound bath, that's for certain. And yeah. I have been really missing out. So, yeah, when people understand what that is, let me tell you what, you're going to want to have some understudies and some, you know, mentors. And I don't know if you caught Lisa's share earlier, but
the very end of it.
Yeah, let me tell you, you want to hear that because she's into big, huge things in sound.
Go back to the replay and listen. But I enjoyed working with the feathers and the quantum healing. That was very fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very nice to create with you.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, hey, and on that note, you made me think, and thank you, Amanda, for reminding me that. Honestly, I was so darn relaxed after that, you know, that I almost forgot who I was and where I was at. But, you know, the tandem, the working you two in tandem, and when two services are provided together, there's this energetic enhancement quantum healing field that gets created by, you know, person that's being worked on, because that's, you know, lending energy. But then you two practitioners that were working together, and anytime two practitioners work together, because Dr. Bridget and also Sydney, and sometimes massage and sound mm-hmm. together, all of those multiple services are just so impacting of the energy field. It's like it takes it to a whole new higher level. I can't even express how that felt. And that's why I had such huge amounts of energy moving in my body, moving out,
that's
by
amazing.
The way, too. Yeah,
that's
and
amazing.
Then when Amanda hit that drum, well, you know, your bowls, the way I would describe it is they were getting the energy moving and tuned and basically saying whatever energy is in there that doesn't need to stay, Amanda, when she hits that drum, it's going to go. And that it's like, it was a one-two punch. I mean, it was just amazing. I cannot say enough about it. It was amazing.
That's amazing. Thank you very much, Joseph. Absolutely. And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it too is the intention behind the practitioner. So I always set intentions beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, you know, at this time, I set the intention for, you know, this person to receive their highest healing in whatever form or shape that might be for them, to really set the intention with that energy that we are providing. Because I'm just the channel, you know what I mean? I'm not doing anything special.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so. Being the vessel. You're being the, you know, you heard the call and you're facilitating. Yes, you're facilitating the energetic impulses that you get, you know, to just take action. Yeah, it's all about intention and then following your spirit-led intentions, isn't it? Wonderful.
Absolutely,
beautiful.
Without a doubt. It's the most beautiful thing in the world, and I would definitely recommend anyone to do it because you never know
mm-hmm.
where it's going to take you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know,
I've
got the abundance angel for you, Joseph.
Okay.
Yeah.
I drew the abundance angel for you, Joseph, and she's saying that you're going to get your debts paid off and going to be abundant in every way.
Yeah, thank you. That's definitely one of my big goals is to pay off these debts and get it all over with, so I appreciate you.
Well, there you go. Awesome.
You will.
Yeah,
well, I love
this
you guys.
Is your
Have
year.
A beautiful day,
yeah.
and definitely
be
looking forward to seeing you guys in the near future.
Yeah, thank
be
you.
Be great.
Take care of yourself. All right. Thank
you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Love you too.
Blessings. Okay, we have another caller, and then we're done. We have one more caller.
Okay.
We have 314-504. You're on the line with Amanda and Andrea. How are you?
Hi, this is Jen. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
Jen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This has been awesome, and I really appreciate all that you do and how you both touch so many lives.
Thank you. It's been
a fun
show. I've so enjoyed this. I forgot, really, I'm on a radio show. You know, it's like it's so natural. I forgot what I'm doing.
I was just going to say, you're so natural with it. It just flows. It's really wonderful. So.
Oh, thank you. Jane, you're adorable. Anne, do you have a question?
Pretty much, I just have so many interests, and I've been just putting a lot of it into my art, which I love, and it's very lifting, but I kind of sense that I should be doing more with my life so I could use some
some guidance, huh? Some a little inspiration you're looking for, right?
No, I mean I just want to do so many things, so I just don't know if what is my highest thing that I should be focused on.
All right. So the card I just pulled for you while you were talking is the Six of Cups. So the Six of Cups is about revisiting what really makes you happy. Like really, no kidding. Yes, you have talents for so many wonderful things. Your art is astounding. And I really feel like that is like this real fulfilling direction in your life. I really do. However, you know, keep in mind that you have so many talents that you could do a couple of things, you know, like so you don't get bored or you don't get into a routine, because routine does kill creativity, you know. So without getting into a routine, say, for instance, because you do tuning forks, that you did some of that work, you know, and just kind of, you know, cut up some of your time and do something, you know, that's a little alternative. You're a great person for verbally sharing ideas also. I mean, that is just such a natural forte for you. So you being a teacher, a speaker, any of those things. And here's the thing, you know, life kind of goes in phases. So why don't you do something different in each of the seasons? So that gives you four areas is what they're showing me, four areas of time, you know, throughout the year that you might have a mood to sit down and do some arts in the winter, per se. And then come springtime, you want to get out and do sound healing, you know, and then you want to go do some, you know, speaking engagements or teaching or something. You have so many talents, woman. I mean, I'm telling you, you have talent like so much just in your little pinky finger to offer all of us. And you're such a good leader. You are just amazing. And so I, you know, they're showing me Six of Cups means make sure that you're having fun doing what you're doing, bar none. You know, it doesn't matter the actual task at hand, as long as you're happy doing it. And then it, when it starts feeling like routine, then switch up, you know, no matter what. So they're saying just don't get, you know, yourself stifled in any kind of an unwanted routine. And it makes sense, really, especially an artist type that you are. You know, you have so much to offer. Spread yourself around, but not too thin, is the motto of this card. Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you pick a card, Amanda, for her?
I did, you know, and the rabbit's coming out saying everything is just the way it should be. And the other card is the otter, which is, you know, dive into your creativity. So be more bold and daring. But the rabbit is really speaking to me and saying, you know, everything is as it should be. You are doing as you need to be.
Yeah, and this is the year of the rabbit, by the way. So this is your year then. You know, with that rabbit card coming out, this is the year of the rabbit, Jan. So, yeah, follow your instincts no matter what, you know, no matter what anybody wants of you. Really follow your own heart and your own instincts, and you'll never go wrong. You'll never be unhappy, and you'll never be stuck in any kind of unwanted routine. So follow your heart and, you know, do what's best for you, because I know you have a tendency to look after others. So it's your year to really get out of life what you really want this year. And it's going to come easy. It's not going to be hard or difficult. You know, everything's going to come really easy to you. So just have fun, you know, really have a lot of fun with everything. And it is. It's exciting times, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Everything.
I mean, there's so much.
Yes. So and I see where your quandary is about, you know, making a decision, but ultimately your life path is your mission that you came here for, and follow that, you know, just every day get up, you know, thank the sun for being up for you and, you know, giving us another day to make some new choices, you know, and whatever your heart's desire, they're saying, just run with that. Just run with it. So do
you know,
we
got the badger. Why make a choice? Why make a choice of what you should do? Why not have a toolbox of many choices?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Do something, you know, every season. Allow yourself a new freedom, you know, of doing whatever you want to. Seriously. So, yeah. And so when the Six of Cups came out, it means, you know, follow your heart. And whatever makes that little girl on the inside happy, that's what you need to do. And it could be something different every day. You know, really. So figure out what makes you happy and just run with it. Go with it. Flow with it, they're saying.
I haven't really put any emphasis into doing any marketing with my art. I don't know if I should put time or effort or hire somebody eventually, or just it'll just naturally come.
Well, so, you know, I mean, you have to set the intention. So if you want to market, then set the intention that you're going to attract, you know, those type of people to you, and they'll show up. You know, if that's your intention, you want to market it, and you really, oh, my goodness, yes, you need to. You know, the work that I've seen, oh, my goodness, girl, you need to get those pieces out there into the public any which way you can, you know, and yeah, absolutely, they're beautiful. So, you know, you're at a point now that you can kind of pick and choose everything that you want to do, and that's why they're saying just make sure that you're happy. And if you pick a company that you want to market, you know, always follow your own instincts and you know, just if something is going on and you don't like the way it's turning out, just immediately take action and you know, like start over, get someone new, and don't put up with anything that you don't deserve. And that's really important. You know, don't feel like you get stuck, because that's the message here. Don't get stuck in anything. And you know you're not stuck. You can just make a new decision and say, nope, this isn't working for me. I need a different, you know, outcome. I need a different type of service and go with it. But yes, you do need to market yourself, you know, your art. I mean, it's one thing to create it, but we're going to be blessed by receiving it, you know, in whatever fashion that you're going to allow it to come out to all of us. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean part of the reason is doing it is to put it out there and help people. So
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what I've seen, and just like Tina with her horses comes to mind, people that love animals come to mind. I mean, I can see your horses hanging in just about every ranch in Wyoming. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my gosh, you got to get them out there. However, you know, and because now's the time, you know, those animal energies, even though it's not a physical horse, but it still carries that 540 frequency of being a horse. And when people, you know, look into the eyes of your painting, I mean, it's like looking into a real horse. I'm telling you, it's the most amazing thing. And they get that 540 frequency from it. And not only that, but the love that you put into it when you were creating it. And that's, you know, 700, 1,000 off the charts.
So it's
a blessing.
My purpose. I have feelings.
Absolutely. We got to have it. We got to have it, and you got to get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and you got to, you know, you got a community of people that know some people, and, you know, you're on a radio show sharing it now. So, you know, there's your market. So, you know, do whatever you can to use social media. You know, free is always good, but then, you know, sometimes you might need an expert to help you guide some things, and an expert could be listening right now going, hey, I can help with that, you know. So, yeah, that's what community is all about. That's so exciting. But, yes, we would be so blessed with your art, all of it, you know, not just the animals, too.
I've seen some of your other stuff. It's amazing.
Okay.
You got to do it. Get her out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. Okay. Take
yeah,
care.
Yeah, thank
All
you.
Right. Take care. All right. Well, Amanda, is that
okay,
everybody?
Okay, Andrea, that was our last caller. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a 618, and I'm wondering if it's Beth, actually. I don't know who it is. Do you want me to try to take their call
yeah,
and see?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah, one more, and then we're gonna
okay,
end the show.
Okay, I'll try, but then I'm going to – yeah, I'm ready to end
yeah.
whenever you are because the others
yeah.
have been through. So.
Okay,
618,
right.
you're
yeah.
on the line with Amanda and Andrea. How are you? 618-407.
Anybody there? 407. Hello.
Yep. Okay, they're not responding. All right, well, we'll end it then. And
okay.
Beth was expressing that she had a question, I believe, so we'll have to get a hold of her.
Oh, okay. All right. Is this Beth from Belleville?
Because I can't – yes, I couldn't get her on Messenger, so I was thinking maybe that was her calling in, so – that's why I tried to
okay.
take it, but we'll end it, I guess,
okay.
because nobody's there.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, and if it's the best that we know, then we can always pull a card for her anytime afterwards. So.
Of
that's
course,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So,
thank you, Amanda,
you wanna,
for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. You want to tell everybody about the center one more time and how you can find them and how they find you. We should
absolutely.
Definitely keep that on the recording.
Okay, well, thank you, Amanda. Yeah, so Stages Wellness Holistic Center is at 325 East Main Street in Belleville, Illinois. And we're not too far from, you know, like the St. Louis Arch region, you know, the airport over there. We're about, you know, like a 25-minute drive from the Arch. And, yeah, Stages, we have every type of modality almost that you can think of now with the addition of some of our new practitioners. And we have a center line, but also as far as getting a reading, you can always email us at stageswellness@startmail.com, or you can go to stageswellness.net to our website, or you can call me or the office line, and I'll give you my number. My number is 618-363-7438. And you can call or text me. I like people to text me to identify themselves so that I know that I don't miss any kind of a contact, you know, in my voice messages. But text me, identify yourself, and let me know what you're looking for. And we'll see, you know, what practitioner or myself, you know, can facilitate whatever it is that's being sought after. So thank you, Amanda. Thank you for having
right.
this show. Thank you for having me on today. And it was just
You're
such
welcome.
A delight, and
I'm
looking
still,
forward.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm still running my three-question special for $15. You can find me
yes.
on Facebook at Amanda Starwaya. You can email starguidereadings@gmail.com. To donate to the show, you can go to PayPal at starwaya@hotmail.com. Jan's wonderful
yeah.
coffee is at javazen.co.
Yeah.
It's a blend of matcha green tea and superfood coffee and tea. So that check that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is there anything
Fridays,
else you want to announce?
Yeah. Yeah. On Fridays and Saturdays, Amanda and I offer 30-minute readings for $30, and that's like half price on our time. And we do that just to welcome new people to our center. So you know, get with one of us or just walk on in and get you a reading. 30 minutes for $30 on most every single Friday and Saturday. And we're going to carry on doing that through the spring, perhaps, you know, just to get everyone acquainted. And when people come in, we give them a little tour of, you know, the center and show them around. And everybody is very welcome. So please come out and check us out. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, so that's every Friday
night.
And Saturday We're offering readings
yeah.
and healing sessions, too,
yeah.
or just
yeah.
readings?
Yeah, oh, yeah, whatever they
it's
need.
Just
you
all
know,
the way
we'll,
around.
We'll,
okay.
Yeah, we'll get them what they need, yeah. So it's all good. So thank you all for having me today, and I look forward to meeting everybody that I, you know, haven't met yet. I don't know a stranger. Everybody's
Thanks,
Andrea,
for coming on the
sort.
Show. I
thank
want
you
to
so
announce
much,
next week's guest, because you said we should recap, like, Marcia came on. My next guest is from Springfield, Seneca, Missouri. Her name is Ann Beard, and she's a medicine woman who's going to be on our show. So we'll check out her next week at 11 a.m.
Yeah, I will definitely be listening.
Andrea, thank you for being on.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Andrea.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sacred water, you are the rivers that flow on this earth and in our veins. The rain that pours down from Father Sky, and the mighty oceans that swell with deep mysteries. We cannot live without you. Speak to us once more, that we may hear the voice of ancestral knowledge and return to our place in the sacred circle.